Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! This show is sponsored by Victoria Johnson Coaching and Training Academy, home of Heal Your Life teacher and coach training in Canada. I took her training a year ago and was blown away by how truly transformative it was. Not only do you get the tools that Louise Hay taught herself, but you will become certified with Victoria in a program that is authorized by Hay House and was approved by Louise Hay herself. Also, check out Victoria's number one bestseller, Do That and Then Some, Transform Feelings of Less Than to More Than Enough, which is now available on Amazon. Visit thetraining.ca for more information. That's thetraining.ca. Thank you so much, and definitely check her out. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you to use the Law of Attraction in your everyday life in hopes that you have a fantastic, smooth, flow-filling, beautiful life, which is what you all deserve. So I'm so grateful to be here with you and for you to be listening to me from everywhere in the world and all walks of life. And I am so blessed, so blessed. I say that every time, it'll never get old. I'm so blessed by all of you. And I'm mostly blessed that I have this beautiful outlet that I can help inspire you all to utilize the Law of Attraction and truly have just an amazing, smooth life. Not like life is going to be perfect all the time, right? But as we all know, and what I've been sharing tons on this podcast, is there's lots of tips and tools to get through those hard days and to get through this life that sometimes feels hard, just hard. So I want to thank everybody for supporting me. And also, I want to just celebrate that we just finished our event, Manifest Your Best Life event, How to Thrive in Health, Wealth, Love, and Relationships. And it was fantastic. Oh my gosh, Victoria and I had so much fun. And all the people were there. We just had a blast. And so much was shared and so much was inspired. And you know, it's what's great about Victoria and I, we both have different ways of teaching. And I love that I can sit there and learn from her because she's an absolute genius and she was able to learn from me and so, and as well as everybody there. And so it was super amazing to co-create and collaborate with other people. And I highly recommend that, is to work with others. We are in this world together. We're meant to support each other. I'm really big into supporting other people. Like on Facebook, and people say, hey, Michelle, will you share my event? I absolutely will, because I think we all need to be seen and heard, and everybody has so much greatness to them. I would never hold anybody back. So it was such a great event, and Victoria and I are excited. We did record it, so we're going to make it available to you all, and I'll let you know when that is available, and that'll also be on my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. But when that is all ready, I'll be sharing it away, so that way people who could not make the live event will also have an opportunity to enjoy what we shared at that event. So just super excited that we got through that and we enjoyed every single minute of it. It was just so great. But here, back on our Monday, it's a brand new day. It's, you know, the day after my weekend event, and I'm so happy to be here. And I want to share with you something that's been coming to me a lot, is what we say to ourselves in the I am phrases. And I'm not sure if you've heard that. Wayne Dyer talks a lot about the I am. When we say I am, you're affirming who you are, and we attract who we are. So I just want to inspire you to see what you're saying out loud to other people all the time, whether you say it, you know, to yourself or you're out with a group of people and, you know, you'll find yourself being shocked to see when what words come after I am. And so my mission, my goal for you all today is, if you're listening to this, even if it's in the next couple hours, really pay attention to what you say after I am. And oftentimes, sadly, which is chronic in our society, is we often say negative stuff. I am tired. I am stressed. I am, you know, exhausted. I am broke. I am unhappy. I am upset. I mean, we have so many words that we say in the negative. And so what I want you to really notice is when you say I am and you say those words, guess what? You attract more of that. So whatever thought, whatever you put out there, that's like it, are attracted to it. So that's why we feel like when we say negative things, that our whole day like spirals, right? Because what happens, you say, I am so tired, and you're finding yourself becoming more and more tired, or situations that make you more exhausted, or maybe even situations that make you sick, right? So pay attention to what you say after the I am. And so I want to just give you some tips and tools and how to pay attention to that, and some really great exercises you can use in the I am. So first, I want to start with recognizing that when you talk to someone, this is the easiest thing you can do. You start out your day, you talk to someone, and what do they say? When you go up to someone, they said, how are you? And what do you usually say? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm good. I'm okay. What I want you to say is, I'm fantastic. I'm great. Like, really exaggerate. Even if you don't feel that, you're affirming that that is what you want, right? Don't you want to feel great? Don't you want to feel fantastic? So when someone says, how are you? I really want you to say, I am fantastic. I am wonderful. And they may go like, okay, this is not a normal thing you say, but whatever. And they may go, well, that's great. Like, I want to be wonderful and fantastic. And you can tell them, well, you just say it, and just tell them to do what I teach you to do. And, you know, send them my podcast if they've never heard of Law of Attraction, right? But if you say, I am fantastic, I am wonderful, I am feeling great, you are going to attract more of that, right? And so we take for granted how powerful that word is, I am. And oftentimes when I meditate, which I just did this morning, early this morning, as I said, I am love. I am love. And I teach that to a lot of my coaching clients. I'll actually do exercises just around that. Because you know what? When you say, I am love, what do you attract more of? Love. Because that's what you're saying. You are that. So just that alone will shift your day. So no matter how bad your day is, how much stress you have, you know, maybe, you know, your relationship, maybe you're fighting with your partner, or maybe your kids are driving you crazy. And what you want to say is like, I am tired of this. I quit. I don't want any more of this, right? And this often comes through us when there are really stressful moments. But if you take pause, you take pause. You literally just take a pause, take a breath, and say, I am love. I am love. And just keep affirming that over and over and over again. I am love. I am love. And you will find yourself A, calming, which is the first step, right? When we give ourselves a timeout when we're upset, that's when we get into alignment, right? Saying I am love will get you into alignment really quickly. But again, because you're affirming I am love, what do you attract? You attract more love. So those situations that are seemingly stressful, say again, maybe you're having an argument with your partner. And if you sit there and say, I am love, and just really focus on that energy of love. And it doesn't have to be of that person, because you could be so mad at him and be like, I don't love them right now. I'm not going to pretend to love them. You don't need to. That's the power of the I am, because you are saying within yourself and you attract the same thing. So if you say, I am love, and your partner, you just give them a break and walk away. And then the next thing you know, they come up to you in a loving presence and all is well, because that's how powerful you are. This is where you take I am a creator of my reality into your own hands, just by saying I am, and complete that with something that you want, something in the positive, something in the present. That's what I'm saying. When you talk to someone, they say, how are you? Say, I am fantastic. I am great. And when you use your whole body, I don't know if you can hear that in my voice, but I'm actually using my whole body saying, I am fantastic. And if, well, my podcasts aren't in video, but sometimes sometimes when I do my interviews, we see on video, and I swear I'm like an Italian. My hands are always up in the air. I get really animated. But when you say, I am something great, you use your whole body, and that'll even affirm it even more. So what in other areas you can use the I am is with your health. Okay, that's a big one, because so many people, when they're not feeling good, we say, I am so sick. Like, I'm so sick. Do you know how sick I am? Let me tell you how sick I am, because I am sick. And how is that helping? How is that helping? Except for, you know, yes, maybe we get some sympathy from people. I get that. And that's good to get that love, right? But what you're affirming is that I am sick and I will continually be sick. And so what I would suggest and what I would love for you to do is say, I am getting better and better every day, or I am of pure wellness, or I am healthy. I am healthy and whole and happy. I am whatever you want to affirm, and just really sit. Just, you don't have to have these huge, long affirmations, which of course I love huge, long affirmations. I use them all the time. But the most simple affirmation is I am healthy. I am whole. Like, say if you're in a lot of pain, instead of saying, oh my gosh, I have so much pain, I am in pain right now, you can say, I am so grateful that my body's healing right now, or I am getting better, or I am feeling really good in my left hand. So say maybe you have back pain or something, I am feeling so good in my hand, right? There's some areas of your body that is working, okay? So we do know that not your whole body is probably not hurting. Find that part that is working and say, I am feeling really good in my eyes. I am hearing really well. So you focus on the positive. And again, it's hard when you're in that negative place. It's hard when you're feeling the pain. But if you just keep affirming, I am. And again, if it's too hard to really focus on feeling better when you feel like such crap, just go back to that I am love. I am love. Because that self-love part, it's that self-soothing. It's like, I know I'm not feeling good, but if I just keep saying, I am love, then I'm loving myself. And you know, when our kids fall down and they hurt themselves, what do? We kiss their boo-boo. We give them love. And love is the healing force, right? So if you're feeling bad, just say, I am love. I am love. And there's nothing more powerful than that. So today, I want you to, again, focus on what you're saying, the I am, and what you want to affirm in your life. Say, I am happy. I am healthy. I am loved by every person I talk to and run into. I am in the flow. Oh, that's a good one, right? I am in the flow. I'm in the flow. I just keep saying that. I'm in the flow. And you'll find yourself getting more into alignment. And when you're in alignment, that's where all the good things come to you, right? That's where all the inspired ideas, that's where that amazing, miraculous phone call comes for the next opportunity that you've been waiting for a long, long time. You know, if you're struggling with money, just say, I am attracting more and more money every day. I am a money magnet. I've actually listened to on YouTube, there's a lot of free affirmations, just go over and over again over wealth. There's lots of them, but that's one I've been listening to. And so you listen to it. So I am a money magnet. I am attracting money as we speak. I am worthy of money. And they all start with I am, I am, I am. And so you see, just listening to that. So it's good to say it. It's good to speak it out loud. But if you are like just going for a walk or driving in your car, put on your headphones, put on YouTube, on one of those affirmations that go over and over and over again, and just take that in. Say, yes, I am wealthy. I am attracting money. I am excited about all the opportunities coming my way. I am, I am. Because when you say I am, you are affirming that this is true, that this is so. Do you see how powerful that is? So I hope today goes really, really well. I am affirming that your day is going to go really, really, really well. And you are a fantastic creator of your reality. It is time now to stop and create your reality to the best of your doing. And changing your conversation is how we do it. And when we say things over and over and over again, it becomes a belief. And then it becomes where we attract through our beliefs, right? Through our subconscious. So it is so important to affirm this stuff now. You can start now. You may feel like that thing you want is miles and miles away, but you saying it daily, every day now, you will be shocked in how quickly it will come to you. But you have to make that contract with yourself that said, I am going to speak these positive words into my life because I am going to attract all of these great things because I am worthy and I am love. And I can go on all day. I really could. But I want you to go on all day on your own and hope this podcast inspires you. So the second you turn this off, I want you to say out loud is, I am love. I am love, and just see how your day goes. And next person you run into, they say, how are you? I want you to say, I'm fantastic. You don't have to sing it like I do, but whatever you need to do, just get that energy flowing and you will find yourself attracting so many great things. So anyway, I hope this helps. I'm excited to hear if how your day went, how your week went. If you keep doing this for, you know, a 30-day period, it really does develop some amazing habits and attraction points. So just a daily regimen, right? So thank you so much for listening. If you want to share what has happened with you, please reach out to me at my email at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com, or you can go to my website at michelle-joy.com, or you can join the Facebook community. It's Law of Attraction for Happiness, and this will all be in the show notes, but I want you to be able to reach out to me. You can go to all my social media pages, which are on my website. Connect with me there. Send me messages on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm available for you, so don't be shy, and I would love to hear about your story on how the I am has affected you, or maybe you're already using it. Maybe that's something that's already helping you in your life and you want to share your story with me so I can share it with others. Because when you share your story, others hear it and we all get inspired and we all need to hear this. So don't be shy. Reach out. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I know you will. And I love you so much and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.